It's a Tuesday morning here at Kill Radio, and things are weird. Gmail is down, so I can't access my emails, which means that I can't access a lot of the things that are only available to me through emails, which limits what I can do here. Though the weekly news and review comes from harpers.org, so I can pull that up. Hopefully this is just a temporary glitch, but it's been this way for a couple of hours now, and I don't know if it's going to change immediately. Now, you've heard me say things. I'm DJ Bennett from the Kill Radio News Team. About Democrats and Republicans before. You might think that I am a Democrat because of the fact that I sort of validate what Democrats say and am opposed to what Republicans say. Well, I don't consider myself to be a Democrat. I just want to make that clear. I don't automatically vote Democratic. I just simply weigh things and tend to lean in that direction because I am a radical leftist. But that doesn't make me a Democrat. The Democrats are not radical leftists. No matter what the Republicans say about Mr. Obama being a socialist, he is an extremely moderate corporate Democrat. He's as moderate as he could be. I wish he would become a big, angry black man. That's what would be great. Recently, we have seen that brain mapping shows that there's actually a physical difference between conservatives and liberals when it comes to their brain patterns. Liberals tend to be open, and conservatives tend to be closed. That sounds too simple for words, but it's a fact. Certain issues that would appeal to liberals don't appeal to conservatives. Say, recently, the vaccine causing autism idea, which has been thoroughly discredited. Now, that's something that liberals could embrace because it pulls on their heartstrings. But once the knowledge comes in, the idea has been debunked, there's no problem for most liberals to change their minds. Whereas conservatives, Tea Party people, refuse to accept evolution no matter what the science shows them. And this has been going on for 100 years. It's not some new trend. It's just the way it is. And as far as they're concerned, they already know enough. They will not change their minds. They will not listen to news. They will not listen to the science. They will not pay attention because their minds are closed. Global warming. The people who deny that, their minds are just simply closed to the idea. They say there is no consensus because 3% of climate science people disagree with the rest of the climate science people. So therefore, that doesn't mean there's consensus. 97%, that's not a consensus. Only 100% is a consensus. Well, that's nonsense too. And the fact is that this winter, 2011-2012, is the warmest winter on record. Ever. They can't go back and say, 1997 was hotter. It's not true. It's just not true. The March of 2012 that we just went through is the hottest March on record. And we've seen more wild weather than ever, which is predicted in global climate change. But yet, evidence means nothing to people who've got closed minds. They're frozen in place. Now, as a person who believes in science and reason, who am I going to side with? I'm going to side with the ones who change, the ones who accept science. That doesn't make me a Democrat. It just makes me a liberal thinker. I mean, I agree with many of the things that Ron Paul says, okay? I don't trust him, and I know that during his term as a congressman, he did absolutely nothing for anybody, and he hates everything. He is not a person to run the country. He's not a person to vote for. But I agree with him because at least he's open to ideas. So he's a very different kind of conservative. And that's kind of what we need. Actually, what we need to do, as The Onion pointed out a few weeks back, is we need to capture and breed more moderate conservatives. Because the hard right conservatives are the ones that are giving us a stalemate which is making political processes unmovable, and makes me, for one, very, very angry. How about the thing that happened last week with Hillary Rosen making a statement about Mitt Romney's wife, Ann? Romney claims that he gets all of his advice about women from his wife. That's because Mitt works in an old boys network where there are no women. So the only women around are the wives of the guys. And when Hillary Rosen said, Ann Romney doesn't know anything about economics, she's never worked a day in her life, everybody jumped on her case. Michelle Obama came out against her, and Ms. Rosen has apologized for what she said. Though, in fact, she's correct. Ann Romney is the wife of a multimillionaire who has a fortune of $250 or more million dollars. Yes, she may have raised five sons, but she raised five sons as a multimillionaire, not as some poor working woman who has to have a job to keep the food on the table, which is the way, unfortunately, so many are. So when Hillary Rosen said this about Ann Romney, and Ann Romney has now embraced it and said, that was a birthday present, that was great, now I'm in the conflict too, it shows how ugly the conservatives are, how completely ugly they are. Because Hillary Rosen was right. Ann Romney's never had to work for a paycheck in her life. She might have raised the kids, but I'm sure she had help. No multimillionaire works by herself. Ann Romney did not make lunches for her sons. Ann Romney did not drive them to, soccer or whatever. She wasn't a soccer mom. She was a multimillionaire's wife. That's all that matters to her. So this attack, saying that this is some kind of payback for this mythical war on women, is the kind of nonsense that these bullies do. There is a war on women. The Republicans are definitely out to take the health situation away from women. There's been over 1,100 bills to limit women's rights to abortion and contraception, forcing women who want to have abortions to do uterine scans, to make sure that their baby is alive in their womb in order to torture them. That's what that is. That's bullying. There's this movie Bully that's gotten some attention recently. I don't want to see it. It looks like a self-important piece of crap, actually. It probably doesn't really offer any answers at all. And it's probably torture porn where you see kids being bullied and nobody doing anything about it. Why do we have this bullying attitude? Well, it's because we have Republicans who bully everybody around them. Look at New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, probably one of the worst human beings on the face of the planet right now. When a woman asked a question about what he did with his family, since he was trying to make laws to order families to do things, he said, that's none of your business. And he bullied her and he put her down. Or look at Dick Cheney, this complete jerk who has a heart transplant operation, who should be recuperating. But once he gets out of the hospital, he comes up and says lies about President Obama. Says his administration is an unmitigated disaster. When the administration of George W. Bush, which cost us trillions of dollars and gave us two wars that we didn't need to go into, that's not a disaster. That's heroic to Dick Cheney's mind and to Fox News. Again, Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, those people are bullies. They're the bullies. And because they get FaceTime, they get airtime, kids, think to themselves, well, if you're bigger and stronger than other people, just like the bullies on the TV show and in Congress and stuff, then I can be a bully too. That's the attitude we're getting. We're not seeing any conservative take any responsibility for their own actions. They even voted down the Buffett rule yesterday. I hate Republicans. I hate them. I don't like Democrats very much, but I hate Republicans. We need moderate Republicans. Then I will change my mind. But right now, if you're a Republican, as far as I'm concerned, you're a scumbag. Because you've joined on a train that does not care about America at all. It only cares about the richest Americans. and everybody else. We're turning this country into a third world country. No question. The middle class has stayed exactly the same for the last 30 years. It's not gone up at all, while the wealth of the top 1% has gone up over 300% in the last 30 years. And the Republicans want to make it more, want to give them more, more money, more wealth, more power. And they want to take everything away. There's not supposed to be any education for poor people. Why do poor people need to educate? All they have to do is work on my farm, on my ranch, for the rich people. I know, I'm just ranting right now, but that's because I'm so angry. Here's the Harper's Weekly News and Review. This was posted on April 16th at 9:29 p.m., 2012, by Ryan Liebenthal. And I'm pulling it off the harpers.org site because I can't open my email. And the first thing we deal with, North Korea commemorated the 100th anniversary of great leader Kim Il-sung's birth by unveiling a new portrait of dear leader Kim Jong-il, formally naming new leader Kim Jong-un as head of the National Defense Commission and launching a long-range rocket bearing a satellite called Bright Shining Star. The rocket, which was estimated to have cost the equivalent of 6 years' worth of food for North Korea's 24 million citizens, flew for 1 minute before disintegrating over the Yellow Sea. A theoretical physicist not involved with the launch reminded us that this stuff is really hard to do. Hours after the rocket's failure, Kim Jong-un laughed with commanders at his first public speech, where he unveiled another, probably fake, missile and called the strengthening of the military his first, second, and third priorities. Gee, isn't it nice to know that if you're a citizen of his country, you're not a priority at all? Sounds like a Republican to me. A tour guide inadvertently drove a busload of foreign reporters invited for the centenary celebrations into a Pyongyang slum. I hope that the journalists present here report only the absolute truth, said one chaperone. That it was an accident, I guess. It was reported that more than 150,000 North Koreans were being held in secret government labor camps, that Ukraine had refused to permit the release of a movie depicting Ukrainians as Nazi collaborators, and that a gory Georgia museum honoring Joseph Stalin was being remodeled to focus on his atrocities. Stalin was a great man, said one gory resident. As to the purges, they did take place, but there were significantly fewer victims than the number we hear today. Cuban Harlistas participated in hot dog catching and no feet motorcycle riding competitions at the country's first nationwide Harley-Davidson rally. And Major League Baseball's Miami Marlins suspended manager Ozzie Guillen after he was quoted saying, "I love Fidel Castro," in an interview. "I was thinking in Spanish and said it wrong in English," said Guillen. "I was misinterpreted. I said, I cannot believe someone who has hurt so many people is still alive." George Zimmerman, whose lawyers quit after he stopped responding to their calls and text messages, emerged from hiding in Florida to plead not guilty to the murder of Trayvon Martin. The executive director of the NRA expressed his support for Florida's Stand Your Ground law, arguing that it could literally save your life, while Ben Crump, the Martin family's lawyer, said he would call for its repeal. "We're not the Wild Wild West," he said. I have to say that this continued concentration on the Trayvon Martin case is necessary because that was a tragedy that we need to complete. We need to fill out what happened there. But the fact is, as I reported last week, there are so many other cases where police have killed and damaged black men across this country and gotten away with it. It isn't just Trayvon Martin, and it's outrageous. And yet, somehow the media will only give us one case at a time. Oh, we can't bother with the Chamberlain case. We can't bother with any of these other incidents. They continually happen in California. There's constantly some black kid being killed by police in California and getting away with it. It goes on all the time. But we'll only cover the Trayvon Martin case because otherwise people will get confused, I guess. Meanwhile, that arrogant, rotten jerk, Rick Santorum, Christian scumbag, suspended his presidential candidacy, while Newt Gingrich, who is also an arrogant jerk scumbag, vowed to stay in the race. I don't know why. We have been saying all along for over a year that Mitt Romney was obviously going to be the candidate, and now Mitt Romney is obviously going to be the candidate. It just continues going. Former Republican candidate Herman Cain released an anti-tax video in which a farmer is eaten alive by chickens. Politicians in the Indian state of Tamil Nadu offered a reward of $2,000 for the capture of vampires accused by townspeople of sucking blood from cattle. Police in Brazil arrested a three-person sect for luring women with offers of lucrative babysitting jobs, then turning them into human empanadas and selling them to neighbors. Crematoria in Germany were found to be melting under the strain of increasingly obese corpses. You know, for all this time we've been saying that Americans are the most obese people in the world, but in fact, Germany is starting to become obese. Look out, it's going to come in Italy and France and Denmark and the UK soon, too. Watch. 10 protesters deposited on the doorstep of the German embassy in Athens a pile of fake human feces covered in gold paper and topped with a photo of a busty Angela Merkel-headed eagle. And in Los Angeles, a man stood up and shouted Heil Hitler in the middle of a city council meeting. "This city's going to hell in a handbasket," he said, "so I guess I'll just salute you." 11 U.S. Secret Service agents had their security clearances revoked following allegations that they'd entertained prostitutes at a hotel in Cartagena. At least one of them just refused to pay the prostitute. So were Secret Service agents are going to foreign countries with the president and going out and partying and picking up whores? That's our Secret Service? What's wrong with this picture? A 10-year-old Colombian gave birth to a baby girl. El Salvador celebrated its first murder-free day in nearly 3 years. Congratulations. Charles Manson, who recently bragged to a prison psychologist that he was a very dangerous man, ha ha ha, was denied parole for the 12th time at a hearing that he refused to attend. One of a group of marauding black bears charged Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin after he ran naked from his house to save his bird feeders from them. "You almost lost the governor," he said. "I was within 3 feet of getting, ah." I like this story. Newark Mayor Cory Booker suffered smoke inhalation and burns after he rushed into a neighbor's burning apartment building and whipped her out of bed. Good for you, Newark Mayor Cory Booker. A San Francisco man fashioned a replica of the Titanic from a single toothpick. French police seized 13 tons of tiny contraband Eiffel Towers from a Paris souvenir shop. And two World Financial Center in New York was evacuated after UPS delivered a novelty grenade ordered by a Japanese investment bank employee. A British Army bomb squad exploded a World War II-era hand grenade that a Somerset woman had mistaken for an egg after she found her son standing on it during an Easter egg hunt. "Everyone keeps saying how stupid I was to try to pick it up," she said. "But it was such a natural reaction." Okay, thanks a lot, Ryan Liebenthal, and thank you for listening to the Weekly News and Review this week and putting up with some of my rants. I do the Chill Room here on killradio.org every Friday night at 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's my music program. Come on aboard and listen. You'll be surprised at how good it is. And I should be back next week, so maybe you will be too, eh? Thanks for listening.